Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.
Well, not everyone was pleased to see Joe Biden today, because when he stopped by the Oris and he stopped to say hello to Mishnook, who's one of President Michael D. Higgins's two Bernese mountain dogs, the pup was a little taken aback by all the goings on and barked at the US president. Susie Walsh is a dog behaviourist. She's here to tell us what it all means. What can we read into a bark, Susie?
Hi, thanks for having me on. So a bark can mean lots of different things. In this case, when I had a look at the footage, and Mishnook is just a bit nervous. So Mishnook didn't really know what was going on, and he was just a bit scared. So he was basically barking to say, give me space, or to keep your distance, or keep away. I'm not comfortable. I'm not happy right now.
Okay, and not afraid to say it either. What about the sunglasses? Some speculation that perhaps the fact that President Biden was wearing sunglasses could have put him off a little bit.
Yeah, the way President Biden was kind of leaning forward to him, had sunglasses on. There was quite a number of people standing quite a little bit apart, which would be probably quite unusual, you know, with space between them. They weren't close together. And also there was a dog, obviously, I don't know if anybody else heard it, but there's another dog in the background that wasn't Mishnook, quite barking in quite an upset manner. So that could have also upset him too. So it's an accumulation of different things. It could have been whatever was going on that day earlier. It could be how he's feeling on a particular day. It might not just be one particular thing, and I certainly don't think it was President Biden himself alone that Mishnook decided I don't like him.
Because we saw President Higgins sort of looking at Mishnook, and Mishnook is normally, you know, and still is, the love of the people of Ireland. Is there any way of getting dogs to behave when you really need them to, or do we just have to accept they're a bit like children and they'll do what they want?
There is a little bit of whatever happens on the day. As they say, never work with dogs or kids or animals or kids. And there is a little bit of that. But absolutely, you can definitely improve Mishnook's behaviour when it comes to people coming into the Oris there. Like, everybody has had that since lockdown. So many dogs are nervous about people coming into their environment because they didn't have it at the beginning. And you can definitely do loads of things. You can teach them to hand target. You can teach them a brilliant game called the Engage Disengage game. And it teaches the dog basically that strangers or people coming in are actually friendly and actually good, or anyone that their person is with, that those people are safe to be around and enjoyable to be around for the dog.
Well, he's young, lots to learn yet. Susie, thank you so much for joining us. That's Susie Walsh, dog behaviour.